Hi, my name is J-Paul. You're listening to the J-Paul Hernandez Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. Thank you for joining me today. And in your passion in life and business, it's not always about you. It's really making people beautiful, adding value to people, and pursuing your dreams is not really selfish. But the more you shine, you allow other people to shine, and making people beautiful and just supporting them and just being kind is a different way of success and doing business and being a human being. So with that being said, I am so excited today because about 2 years ago, I saw in an article from preview.ph that she's like one of the top 20 wedding makeup artists in the Philippines. But more than that, she's a professional makeup artist. She's really amazing. She works really fast for those who need, you know, makeup and who's gonna, whatever, married or an event, you know, get her. But, you know, she's really talented. She does acting. She does theater. She sings. She's production. She's creative. She sells in her own business. I don't know what this lady can't do. So maybe say no, not just kidding. So with that being said, let me talk to you today about how Ara Fernando became Ara Fernando. Not just kidding. No, about the life of Ara Fernando and how she became a great artist in everything she does and everything in between. Hi, Ara.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. Pero totoo yan. Totoo.
No, Ara, thank you so much for being here. I know before this pandemic, you're always busy, whether doing makeup for celebrities, gigs, weddings, events, projects, whatever. So you're on, and I mean, I know you're modest, but you're just seeing your IG, you're always doing something. Okay. But, you know, everyone was affected by this pandemic. What I want to talk about today is your story. Because I think pagod na lahat marinig yung pivot eh. Pivot. Parang pikon ka nang marinig yun. But more than anything, let's just inspire people who want to pursue their dreams, pursue their passion, and just be true to, you know, who that person is in their heart. So Ara, just maybe share your story on that. I know you... Kasi alam ko yung story, so parang di ko alam sa tayo magsisimula. Maybe let's talk about how you got into makeup. Let's start there, and then we'll see.
Sige. I got into makeup because in 2004, I got really sick. My liver malfunctioned, and at that time, I was an actor. So I wanted to be this hotshot movie actor. So I've been working in film for maybe a year or two already. And then I got sick because nga I wasn't taking care of myself. Alam mo naman ang shooting, diba? 36 hours, gising ka, yung mga ganyan. So I got really sick. My liver malfunctioned and I was forced to quit a play in the middle of the shows. So at that time, the doctor told me, baka yung job mo hindi pwede sa'yo. And I've been dreaming of becoming an actor since I was 12.
Wow.
So parang pagka ganun, my world just crashed. Tapos na-depress ako. Tapos sabi ko sa mama ko, ano nang gagawin ko? Eh yun yung inaral ko. Yun yung 4 years kong inaral. Tapos you can't because of your health. So luckily, I got well. And then my mom just asked me, ba't di ka na lang mag-aral ng bago? Kasi para ma-preserve mo yung health mo, tas at least, di ba, kung nangihinaya ka sa pinag-aralan mo, di aral ka na lang ng bago. And knowing me, syempre pipili ako ng something from the same industry. Tas sabi niya, hindi, piliin mo lang yung pag ginawa mo, masaya ka. Pag ginawa mo, hindi ka napapagod. Hindi ka nasa stress. Pag ginagawa mo siya, parang natutulog lang, parang madali lang, riding a bike. So when I was discerning what to do next, I realized in theater kasi we had a lot of production classes and I realized yung makeup part for me normal siya, automatic siya. I'll do makeup for other actors ganyan, kasi ang bilis ko talaga gumawa. Tapos sabi ko, ma, parang yung makeup yun yung pinakamabilis eh. Yun yung parang pag-makeup ako, pag di man lang ako napagod pa, hindi siya workout. So sabi ng mama ko, sige, di mag-aaral ka mag-makeup. And at that time, yung meron, kasi wala pang makeup school noong 2004. So, as a young adult, nag-research pa ako online, tas meron sa States. So sabi ko sa mom ko, ma, medyo mahal to ah, pero sa States, pero at least mag-aaral ako ulit, tas di na magde-depress. So sabi mama, oh sige, ano, gagapangin natin yan, sige, mag-aral ka sa States. So that's where it started. I decided to go to the States and choose a course that was very fast para pagbalik ko, I can start again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tapos, how was it? Like, sige, galing ka States, and then the learning, and then coming here, starting out, and making a name for yourself.
That was the difficult part. Kasi yung insecurity ko growing up, okay, di ba gusto mo maging artista? And meron tayong concept na kapag di ka nakita sa society pages, ni ka madaling sumikat. And we all have this mindset na, okay, if you're not from a wealthy family, if you're not from a known family, it's gonna be hard for you. Wala kang connection, wala kang anything na one will refer you. So, doing makeup, also going back, I mean, di ma kami yung poor, di ba? I mean, I come from a well-off family naman at the time nung malaki na ako. Okay. Pero I wasn't well-connected. We're a simple family from Marikina na Alona. Yun lang, yung simple lang yung mga trip sa buhay, ganyan. But, syempre, makeup industry, nandiyan na yung mga socialite, nandiyan, paano ko dadating doon? So, when I got back, I was so insecure because I wanted to land jobs but I couldn't. Kasi they'll keep asking me, sinong nakatrabaho mo artista? Tapos parang, kakarating ko lang eh. It's like applying for a job and asking you, ano yung experience mo? Parang, kakarating ko lang eh. Kaya akong anak nag-a-apply.
Saka wala pang social media noon. It's really wala connection pa. Talaga.
Yeah, actually, yung internet dial-up pa, kung alam ng mga listeners mo yung dial-up internet, yung may card. Tapos, I didn't have anything. Wala akong camera, so I couldn't take pictures of my work. I didn't have high-tech mobile phone. Tapos, text-text lang nun. Kasi nga, hindi nga techie yung family ko. Hindi sa kanila importante yun. Kaya, sobrang low-tech. Kung nangihiram nga lang ako sa state sipang document, ganun. So, it was very difficult. But, you know, looking at the society pages, growing up, sinasabi ko taga, one day dadating ako dyan. One day, yan, dyaryo na yan. Yung mukha ko nandyan. Parang makikilala nyo rin kung sino ako. May ganun ako insecurity growing up.
Wow.
Kasi pamangkin ka ni Bayani Fernando, tapos parang, ba't wala kaming connection? Ba't kami yung ganung side? Ba't nando kami sa side na yun ng Fernando? Ba't hindi kami more rubbing elbows with, ano, cocktail? Ba't wala kami ganun? So, it was very frustrating asking for help from your siblings or from your mom. Tapos wala silang ma-recommend kasi sinasabi lang, yung mga taga-Marikina, kuripot yan, di ba papamakeup yan? Yung mga ganun. Kaya na nila mag-parlo, 300 lang, may makeup na sila. So, parang, paano? Anyways, so, inaral ko yung society pages kasi sabi nila, di ba, yung mirror. You have to be who you want to serve or you have to be the person you envision. So, talagang in-embrace ko yun. Inaral ko yung society pages, tinitan ko sila Tessa Prieto, how they dressed, how they acted. Sa mga TV, makita mo sa mga interviews sa mga Star Patrol yan, mga how they laugh. Mga ganun. So, inaral ko yung kilos nila. Kasi hindi man ako lumaki na may ganun. I didn't know how to properly use cutlery, yung mga ganyan. So, I transformed myself into the person that I wanted to serve and I wanted to become. So we could easily relate with each other. And then, syempre, meron akong kasabihan na lagi ko pinapaalala, even with my team, ang mahiyain, magugutom. So,
that's true.
Pag mahiyain ka, tas nadala ka ng takot mo, magugutom ka talaga, walang mangyayari sa'yo. So, kinapalan ko yung face ko, I knew someone from college na very well connected, nanay ng ex ko. So, nanay ng college ex ko siya. She was very well connected. Pero dahil ex nga, parang nakakahiya, di ba? Pero siya na yung pinaka-socialite na alam ko. Yung ganon. So, kakapala ko na yung mukha ko. I approached her, sabi ko, tita, I just arrived from the States and I don't know anyone. I know it's too much to ask, pero tatrabahuhin ko to, promise. Could you please introduce me to someone? Could you please introduce me to someone? Ako na magpe-present, just schedule a meeting with anyone from the fashion industry or whatever. Kahit sino na yan, papatulang ko yan. Kailangan ko lang ng chance. Everyone just needs a breakthrough or like a good break. Tas kaya na yan. So, wow. She gave me that break. she said, okay, I know people from Summit Media, where Preview is from.
Ooh, okay,
I know people from Summit Media. I'm gonna get you in, pero bahala ka na. So, hindi niya ako spinoon feed. So, she just got me in and
si
I had to table.
Kung kayo
table
pa siguro.
Table to table talaga. Ha?
Okay. Ex na kasi.
Oh. As in, wala na siyang tinulong. Wala na mga, oh, you find ganito, this person. Okay, oh, hanapin mo si J-Paul. Iiikot ka niya. Wala. She just got me in and I had to go table to table bringing my portfolio na 9 pictures lang from the States. Na inutang ko pa yung printing. Ang mahal na ng printing nun sa States, $75 each. Imagine, di ba? 2004. So, bit-bit ko yung 9 photos and I went table to table to table to table. Just saying, I'm just got back from the States. I need work. I don't care kung walang bayad. Kailangan ko lang ng break. Ganun. Kinapalang ko talaga yung face ko. And what was very interesting was the last table was Preview Magazine's table.
Wow.
And the editor-in-chief, apparently, came from the same theater org that wow. I joined in college. And nung nagwawalis ako ng theater, kasi pag applicant ka, di ba, ina-under ka ng mga senior. So nung nagwawalis ako ng theater for a show, siya yung lead na nagpa-practice and she remembered me.
Wow. Wow.
So after that interview, she booked me agad-agad and that was it talaga. Tuloy-tuloy na siya.
That is so beautiful and so powerful. So, can you tell a story na from, sige, nag-start na, tas yung na-feel mo na, ito na yung breakthrough ko. I'm really enjoying and then doors were opening. Because you just took a risk and then how was it getting there and then doon nag-fly na?
Ah, it was a constant struggle. It was, akala mo when you're there. But I think the toughest part about, not just my industry, but any industry is staying on top or being visible. Kasi pwedeng sikat ka at one point and then after a year or two, parang sino nga ba siya? Because there will always be new people coming in. The young ones, they're vicious, they're full of energy. Diba? Parang ako, as time goes by, parang nagiging mas mabilis ako mapagod eh. Pero it's really, yun yung struggle ko, trying to stay in the circles and it's really, I realized, hindi siya, sorry talaga sa mga newbie, pero it's not about talent at all. Kasi ang daming tao na sikat na people would question, bakit kaya siya sikat? Yung ganun, baka may kilala kasi siya, alam naman, judgmental yung mga tao eh. Palaging ganun, ay sikat siya kasi ganyan. But it's really about the relationships that you build. People will book not just because of your talent, but also your personality.
Ganda. Wow.
So yun, ginawa ko.
Tapos, sige, go. Kwento lang.
So, syempre, hindi. Dahil nga, taga-Marikina ka, tapos ang idea mo ng hangout ay pupunta sa piknikan, tapos kakain kayo ng mga Filipino food, gano'n. Hindi ko naman alam yung mga bar-bar na yan. So, what I did was actually slowly climb my way up to get to know people na I wanted to work with. And yun, so I researched where they hung out, sino kailangan ko maging kaibigan para makilala yun. So I had a dream board of people na gusto kong makeupan. Parang CSI. Person I wanna put makeup on, and then may mga ribbon. Tapos nakalagay kung sino yung connection para magapang ko, para makilala ko siya.
Yes. Galing,
it was
galing.
Very strategic kasi wala pa nga akong computer na maayos ng time na yun. So, kailangan old school. May board talaga ako. So, parang, okay, to get to know Tessa Prieto. So, from Preview, kailangan maikot ko yung circles para gano'n. So, eventually, I really did makeup for Tessa Prieto 2 times.
Ooh, wow,
and gano'n. So, I just had sobrang dream board talaga. I swear by it. If you envision it, tapos inaaral mo talaga kasi reverse engineering, aralin mo, where does she hang out? Where should I go? Ganon. So talagang ang makapalang mukha, palaging busog.
true. Wow. Galing. And, you know, looking back, and grabe yung power of relationship, no? And, of course, you show up, you do, you still do, hindi ka pwedeng makonection lang at tamad, di ba? Or lousy. Where does it yung, yun eh, paano mo binabalance yung maganda kang work ethic, may passion ka for it, and then yung strategic relationship?
I thrive through writing everything that I needed to do per day. As in, nakasulat siya in detail. Tinuro kasi sa amin sa makeup school, eh, if nothing is written, then you won't get things done. So, I have a planner. I've always been a planner girl. Nakalagay doon, I have to give out a certain number of business cards. Wala pa kasing internet, wala pang social media. I have been able to book a certain number of jobs per week. Let's say 4 shoots, 4 weddings, ganun. I have a target for every month. I have a target amount per month. I had to time block. Di pa yung tinatawag na time block. Naka-time block na yung schedule ko para mas marami akong mapuntahan, tas mas marami akong ma-meet na tao. So, kaya in a night, I call it social night. It's when, sorry talaga, it's when I gatecrashed a lot of parties to get to the people that I wanted to meet. Kasi nga, I was never on the invite list. Okay, so, I don't recommend. Buti lang may social distancing na, pero, yon hanggang dun sa social night na tinatawag ko, there's one night a week na I'd have to jump from one party to another para magawa ko yung rounds ko and to create new relationships. Ganon. So the name list, the list of my clients and network, it just keeps getting bigger by the day.
Wow. Wow. Galing. And just really honor you, Ara, for your humility and yung the right kind of humility and kapal ng mukha, because it's not just because wala, may dream ka eh. And I just really honor you for that. And then,
thank you.
Unapologetic for that. And I think a lot of Filipinos, whether you're from Marikina or not, or, kailangan natin yun eh. Kasi nga, maraming Pinoy, more of, I think, hindi sa hiya. May hiya factor. May, yes, malaking bagay yung hiya factor. Pero malaking factor din yung shame. Kaya, hanggang dito na lang. Or, tas magagalit sila. Eh, bakit siya ginagawa? Ba't yung Ara Fernando makapal mukha? I mean, what do you think about that? Yung, diba? Parang ganun.
Sa totoo lang, di ako nahihiya na makapal yung mukha ko eh. Kasi, you only have one life eh. After experiencing, you know, almost dying, alam ko yung feeling eh. So, parang for me, every day, that's your last day. Kaya, kung di mo pa gagawin ngayon, you'll die. Hindi ko alam, may feelings ka pa after death. Pero, diba? Imagine not being able to do the things na you wanted just because natakot ka that day. So, I really wanted to make the most of every day. Yun.
Wow.
Wala nang hiya-hiya, tsaka walang, ano, walang arte-arte. Kasi, kunyari ganyan, wala ka nang pera, tapos bibili ka pa ng kung ano-ano, di ba, para lang to get there, di hingin mo na lang. May na naman tulong, wala namang nakakatakot or nakakahiya sa paghingi ng tulong eh. Last kwento, when I was in the States, syempre, iba naman yung dollar rate, di ba? Mataas yung dollar rate nun. And para matipid ko rin yung allowance ko there, kasi nahihiya rin ako sa parents ko, medyo mahal yung tuition ko. Nalaman nila mama na kinakain ko yung tira ng mga kaklase ko. Tine-take out ko yung mga tira nila from restaurants. Tapos, kung weekends pupunta ako sa mga kamag-anak ko, yung mga leftovers nila, iniipon ko lahat yun, yun yung kinakain ko throughout the week. Tapos, wow. Yun, that's how I survived. I slept on the floor. Kasi imbis na magbayad ako ng $1,500 for a studio in LA, $200 na lang may floor ako. Imbis na mag-rent ng car, bisikleta from someone, imbis na may backpack ako, nanghirang ako ng back from someone, yung ganon. So, pagka may dream ka, kasi wala lang arte-arte yun eh. Kung gusto mo marating, imbis na magreklamo ka or wag mo na lang gawin, gawin mo na lang. Ganon.
Grabe. I never knew that about you. Thank you for sharing that. Then grabe.
Oh, hindi nila alam 'yun eh. Nung nakita ni Mama yung tinutulog ako, sabi niya, "Diyan ka nakatira." Sabi ko, "Sayang kasi yung pera eh. Imbis na ano, di sa makeup ko na lang gamitin, babalik pa yung kita."
Tsaka pa sa apart,
'di ba? Tatlong buwan lang naman eh. Bili lang ako ng makeup.
Wow, so powerful. Dati fan na ako ni Ara Fernando, ngayon mas fan na ako ni Ara Fernando.
Thank you. Very flattered.
Yeah, but really, it's more hindi yan sa background ng family, I guess eh. Parang it takes a different kind of human to swallow that pride and ego. And to just for what they believe in, and I really honor you for that.
Thank you. Proud ako din.
The world needs more of that. Yung what that represents eh. What are you willing to pay? Ano yung pride mo, ego mo? Ano yung willing mo ibayad for your dreams?
Yeah, totoo yun. Lalo na pag wala kang alam na chores, Tapos nasa Amerika ka, tapos biglang marunong ako mag-chores. Natatawag ako sa Pilipinas. Card pa yon, wala pa namang internet nun. Yaya, paano ba maglinis ng banyo? Kasi yung tinitiran ko, shared bathroom eh. So, yaya, paano ba maglinis ng ganito? Yaya, paano ba yung ganito? Paano ba maglaba? Yung mga ganun. So, I had to learn also on my own.
Pero, yeah, I mean, so yung that experience, ano yung naturo naman niya sa life mo now? I mean, after that, going here and pursuing so many different things, how has it prepared you for a better life or just achieving your dreams?
Feeling ko, kasi pag nagawa mo yun, kahit ano kaya mo nang gawin, isipin mo, kumain ka ng tira ng ibang tao, kayang-kaya mo na kahit ano, di ba? Hindi ko naman alam kung sanitary yung mga kaklase ko doon eh. Pero pag, di ba?
Hindi ko naman na-hepa, di ba?
Oo, oh, tapos alam mo, di ba, yung mga Amerikano, pag nag-order big serving, tapos yes, kakainin maliit lang, so ko parang yung kalahating yun, pwede ko pang kainin ng 2 meal, ah. So, manghihinayang ka eh. Tapos kakapalan mo na lang yung face mo, tapos feeling mo, pagka hindi naman ako nagkasakit, or food poisoning nun. So, I felt na kung kaya kong matulog sa sahig ng ganong katagal na wala akong masyadong kilala, parang kaya mo kahit ano eh, any challenge that comes you to your life, kahit pandemic, di ba? Parang you survived it already. You survived almost dying. You survived changing careers. Parang wala ka nang hindi kayang gawin.
Wow. It's, diba? You know what? Alam mo, Ara, kahit di ko i-publish to, sobra na ako na-bless eh. Thank you. Thank you for... No, I mean, kasi, di ba?
Thank you.
I mean, kasi sometimes, no matter how strong you are, ako personally, I'll be very honest with you. Sometimes, minsan naisip din ko rin, parang sa dami ng responsibilities and that you are, for me personally, so minsan na, nag-down kayo, parang huwag na lang kaya. Tapos biglang just remembering a friend of mine like you na may ganung kwento, parang, di, si Ara nga, kinaya, kaya ko din. Yung ganun eh, that's
what
people need eh. I mean, personally, I'm for hopefully there are listeners or viewers also need it, but I personally need to hear stories like that because there are so many days in our life that you just want to give up. And thank you.
Don't get me wrong, ah. I feel the same way. I have my moments, but whenever I feel down, iniisip ko lang lahat ng pinagdaanan ko. And alam mo yan, Japes, alam mo lahat ng pinagdaanan ko. To be able to survive all that and still be alive, parang teka, I'm not done yet. I'm gonna do more, di ba?
Yeah. Ganda nun. Wow. So proud of you. Yeah, there's more to come eh. There's more to come.
Parang your story hasn't ended yet. Meron parang, but wait, there's more. Arap, yeah. Alam mo na eh.
Yeah. And I'm just so excited how God will reveal himself to your life, in your life. And I know you're already blessed because we're friends. Pero, I know, kung magkasama lang tayo, baka niyakap na kita. Pero yung, I just know there's something happening that we don't see. And I believe God is going to surprise you. And you know, I'm claiming it because you're just a human being that's really wonderful.
Ah. Thank you.
Ara, maybe we can talk about it because, you know, makapal mukha mo nga rin magbenta. I think a lot of salespeople should learn from you and feeling sales. kasi walang gigs. I know, I see you're online. May mga paminsan-minsan, may events ka pa din, may makeup ka pa din, and now you're also teaching again sa Benilde. So, you're selling share. Ikaw na mag-share. You're doing new skin. You're doing new skin. Tell me about it. How are you doing it on the side? Is it now your main hustle? How are you just, yeah, making things jumble?
Actually, ito common knowledge to sa pamilya namin. Sinasabihan akong ba't pa ako nagtatrabaho. Mukha namang equipped kami to survive the whole pandemic. Diba? But for me kasi, but I can't stop there eh. I can't just wait around and then hintayin ko na lang na mag-unravel yung story ko. You really have to do something. Kaya I still do makeup kasi it's really my passion. I like communicating with different kinds of people, making them feel pretty and look pretty, ganyan. But with new skin kasi it's a whole different level. I've always wanted to be global. And with makeup, I can only stay at one place at a time. I can't handle 3 women all at once. And lahat naman tayo gusto natin mas, pag may mission ka kasi and purpose, you want it to spread eh, fast, ganon. So I found this platform. I've always been a Nu Skin user. I like the products, but I never thought about it as a business. Kasi alam nyo na yung mga open-minded ka ba, kape tayo, budol-budol, whatever. We all have that, okay? Huwag tayong maglokohan. Basta alokin ka mag-coffee, isipin mo na, ko may business tong i-offer sa akin. Ako, ganyan eh. Pag merong guy na nagtanong sa akin mag-coffee, magdududa ako, parang gusto ba ako i-date nito? May bibenta sa akin to. Parang gano'n, di ba? Naging judgmental na kasi tayong lahat, di ba? But, when the opportunity was presented to me, una sa lahat, syempre inisip ko talaga na budol-budol siya. Parang gumagamit na nga ako, ibentahan nyo pa ako, gusto nyo pang magnegosyo ako, ganyan. But there's something very important about giving things a chance before you judge.
Kasi parang love life. Not, love life ba ito negosyo?
Oo, parang love life lang yan. Parang love life lang yan. I have a friend na ayaw niya yung nag-alok sa kanya mag-date. Sabi ko, bigyan mo lang ng chance. Kung ayaw mo, edi at least libre yung dinner mo. You know, they're married now. So, if you don't give it a chance, kahit man lang, try mo lang yung product, di ba? Di, wala, you'll never know na baka mamaya it's the opportunity you've been waiting for or it's the breakthrough you've been waiting for. So ako, I learned about the business and then dahil online platform nga, sabi ko, oh, marami akong mapapaganda na babae. Dami kong matuturuan na to love themselves more, to take care of themselves. Kasi we have a very twisted view on vanity. Na hindi ko alam ah, baka sa Pilipinas or baka Asia, hindi ko rin alam yung lagi sinabi ko, wala akong oras para sa kaartihan na yan. Yung gano'n, lagi ko narinig yan, parang wala akong oras dyan, kaartihan lang yan. But every time people tell me that, I remind myself, hindi eh, you are a temple of God, hindi kaartihan yung good grooming. Kasi binigay ni Lord sa'yo yan, tapos ayaw mo i-preserve.
Yeah.
You want to preserve what God gave you? Parang ayaw mo pagandahin. Yung altar nga sa simbahan eh, kahit wala ng pera, bibigyan mo ng flowers, di ba?
Or at least maging maayos. You know, yung ganun. At least maging...
Lang. I mean, mahirap ba mag-toothbrush?
Magupit lang ako.
May toothpaste kami eh. Parang ganun.
Yeah.
Parang twisted lang yung thoughts on vanity and people are... very, hindi man close-minded, pero hindi lang sila aware of self-love or self-care na we tend to really be a sacrificial lamb for others. Ganyan tayo eh. Yung gusto natin magbigay ng pagmamahal sa pamilya natin, ganyan, bigay natin lahat. Tapos mamaya parang, oh, what's my purpose in life? Mga ganun. Pero ako kasi alam ko ang purpose and passion ko talaga is making people find their true beauty and appreciate it and make it beautiful like an altar, ganyan. So, yun, when I was presented the opportunity, sabi ko, ha, okay, itong chance na to, I can get my message across, kahit nasa bahay lang ako, tapos, dami kong mapapagandang babae na nag-demo lang ako, hindi ko na kailangan puntahan, tapos make-upan ko talaga. So, it's a bigger scale na mas high-tech, tapos mas mabilis siya. So, I'm really enjoying it. It's not my full-time job. I still do makeup part-time and I teach and I do a lot of stuff. But, very, very fun.
Yeah, I'm so
basta
proud.
May passion, fun yan.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sure things will evolve. Knowing you, it will evolve into something more through the next few months. And I'm so excited to see your next journey. And I alam mo what I think I really want to honor you with, Ara. You're very clear with your big vision and you don't fall in love with how you get there. I mean, seeing you. The last few years I've met you.
Right.
There's a very big thing where you want to go, pero, okay, kailangan ko, kunyari, kailangan ko mag-jeep, kailangan ko mag-kotse, kailangan ko mag-bus, kailangan ko mag-truck, or whatever. Basta, sometimes kasi people fall in love with a certain situation, and pag nag-iba, hindi na nila pupuntahan yung big vision, and I guess, just knowing that in your, knowing that you are like that person, I really believe that whatever success you have now, you haven't seen it yet. That there's more to come. That it's like a big iceberg. And I think about it. Maybe there's something even more, and I just know it. Just knowing you, and I wish people would get to know you more and be inspired, because I know there are a lot of haters. Yeah. Yeah.
Di lang nila nakita, dinedelete ko eh.
How do you deal with that? In a sense, how do you not let people who don't like you pull you down?
Wala. Iniisip ko lang na, di ba, Jesus was also hated by a lot of people. Kung kaya niya, kaya ko din.
Very simple.
Di ba? Parang if you have a mission, of course, a lot of people will hate you. And parang in everything that I do, yun lang lagi ko iniisip. Ano kayang gagawin ni Jesus Christ?
Galing.
Patatawarin ba niya? Cool lang ba siya? Tapos, pwede mo na ka na mag-reference sa Bible. Ano kayang ginagawa niya? Pinagdadasal niya. Tinutulungan niya. So parang, that's what I do. Pag hindi ko namin gagawin, I just think what would Jesus do.
Galing, 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 galing. Wow. Wow. Whew. Nice. May isa pang question. You come from a political family, and I'm sure natanong, ba't di ka magpolitika? Why not?
During this pandemic, I've been asked around 5 to 7 times kung tatakbo ako, because I've been raising funds and helping yung mga typhoon victims, mga frontliners, di ba?
Yeah.
Nag-fundraise pa ako for wala medical equipment ng health center namin. Ba't di ako magpolitika? Ganun. Pero paano yung mission ko to beautify everyone and to make people realize their inner beauty, di ba? So, talagang mission-driven ako eh. Alam ko yun yung mission ko. If I focus on politics, maraming responsibility yun na medyo malayo na from my mission eh. And wala namang nawawala, tumutulong pa rin naman ako sa bayan ko. So, parang without any strings attached,
I get
to help more people. Hindi ko na kailangan ng politika para gawin yun eh. Pangapinsan ko na lang, tapos connect na lang ako sa kanila.
Noted.
Diba? Yeah. Mas madali yun.
Yeah. Galing. Just wanted to know. Sige, last question ko before we wrap up. I know you're writing a book, and I know you are, it's a really powerful book. Please share. Hopefully by this time this uploads, nakapublish na yung book mo.
Wow, pressure. I've been writing this book since, kailan ba to? 2017, when my dad died. So I decided to write a book because nga, a lot of my life experiences, hindi alam ng family ko. I never told them because I don't want them to worry about me. So sabi ko, the only time I'm gonna publish this book is kapag confident akong mag-explain ang sarili ko sa himpilan. Yung mga ganon. Ano nga rin pala sa'yo yan? Pwede ka rin sabi yung mga ganon. Kasi I didn't want them to worry about me, and I wanted them to trust me that I can, you know, really take care of myself. Anyways, moving on. So in 2017, I started a book na hindi ko pa rin matapos-tapos because I was waiting for a happy ending. I wanted the book to finish. It's about finding your true beauty. Pwede ka na ba sabihin yung title? It's called Makeup, Get, Set, Go. 10
wow.
Ways to Enhance Your True Beauty.
Ganda.
So it's a makeup book that will make you realize, you know, little things about yourself that you will appreciate, and it will make you more positive and stronger, ganyan, based on my life stories. Anyways, so I was waiting for a happy ending, and my editor told me, "Ba't di ka lang mag part 2 or part 3? Kung walang happy ending, tuloy mo lang." But I felt that the book was so heavy on the stories that I wanted a happy ending. Only to realize na 3 years later, wala pa talagang happy ending. Kasi the happy ending is really going to heaven. So sabi ko, in 2020, last year, during the lockdown, sabi ko, hindi tatapusin ko na to. Hindi na ako maghahanap ng happy ending. I think through this book, a lot of people will be blessed already. Kasi it's not just about me, it's about how God moved in my life. And that in itself is a happy ending already. So yun, so actually finished na yung book. I'm just waiting for illustrations. Okay, na-finish na talaga siya. I have a foreword from one of my good friends. Tapos may mga blurb. Basta, okay na siya. Illustrations na lang yung hinihintay. So hopefully, by March, with International Women's Month, please, yay, ebook Yeah. At least, meron na. Kung hindi pa rin naabot yung illustration cover, at least, parang ganon. So, I'll let you read it. Parang masaya.
I'd love to read it. I'd love to. I read the part of it before. Sinend mo sa akin yung bare bones version niya.
It's so different.
Whoa,
it's
nice.
So different.
So, okay, I'm so excited to read it.
From before.
Yay. Yay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Ara. And I'm praying for that book. I'm sure you will open a lot of doors, not for yourself only, but for a lot of people. And maybe, you know, somebody, a girl is, or a guy, you know, they're killing themselves because they think they're not good enough or not beautiful or whatever beauty means for them. And, you know, you will rewrite their programming and how they believe in themselves. So I'm excited for that book. And thank you, Ara. Ara, maybe let's close with, kasi pandemic did not really destroy our lives. It really allowed us to focus on what was right or wrong and how our life situation was. So may tao, ano yung advice mo sa taong, okay, meron talaga siya sa puso niyang, ito gawin mo, pero for the last 10, 20, or whatever, how many years, ayaw na i-pursue yung nasa puso nila, yung talagang tinanim sa puso at pangarap nila. What is your advice for that person?
My advice for that person is set yourself free. If you're not doing what you want to do, then you don't sleep well at night. Ang sarap matulog knowing you're doing what you want and you're doing your main purpose in life. So kung hindi nyo pa nararanasan yon, just do it. And you'll find peace. You'll find the motivation that you're looking for. Kasi life's too short to spend on things that you don't want or to do things that you don't want. It's too short. So might as well do it now para wala ka ng regrets na lola ka na tapos sabihin mo, sana nagawa ko to nung bata ako. Parang hindi. Don't wait to get sick, to regret. Just do it. Kasi being sick at 24, talagang feeling ko katapusan ko na. And living my life to the fullest every day has made me do more things. Parang akala mo, dito ka lang, pero kapag na-push mo yung sarili mo to do more things, ang dami mong pwedeng gawin. So, habang umahaba yung buhay, mas marami ka pang nagagawa, mas marami kang natutulungan. So, do it and sleep well at night.
Sobrang ganda. Thank you, Ara. How can they connect with you? Para baka i-book ka nila or whatever?
I'm in all platforms. I'm on Facebook. I have a Facebook page, Ara Fernando. And then Twitter, TikTok, Instagram is at the Ara Fernando. T-H-E, Ara Fernando. Like the Ateneo. Iba-iba naman sila ng content. Pag gusto niya lang kalokohan, dun kayo sa ano? Dun kayo sa TikTok. It's just very light, motivational stuff. Tapos, iba-iba siya. Iba-iba siya.
Nice, nice. Really creative woman. Thank you. Thank you, Ara, for today. And I pray I pray that everyone who receives this message will receive, you know, permission to pursue their dreams and be the best version of themselves. For everyone that's watching or listening today, thank you so much for joining me. I pray for your dreams and I hope that you find what really matters in your life and believe in yourself, believe in God's purpose for your life and be like Ara. Legit. Hashtag be like Ara. And don't let anything put you down. Keep Amen. Moving forward and the best is yet to come. Thank you, Ara. God bless you.
Thank you so much.